Good morning to not a cloudy day. That means that it is bright and sunny with probability of radars working. I mean, I had to get it in. How would history know that we had the most dumb and arrogant leadership? And hey, the jokes haven't ended yet. I don't know about New India, but India has got its newest Pappu. If you don't believe me, open your mind and your Google and check which year what digital camera introduced. What year did email roll out in India and the world, and then compare this to that often repeated fact about the incumbent PM, the days of his poor life. If you have these in mind, then let's begin today's auditorial with this audio recording in Hindi.
Shayad desh mein, shayad ke koi ho sakta mujhe marungi. Maine pehli baar digital camera ka upyog kiya tha. 87-88 mein shayad. और उस समय बहुत कम लोगों के पास ईमेल रहता था, तो मेरे यहाँ विरमगाम तहसील में अडवाणी जी की सभा थी, तो मैंने वो डिजिटल कैमरा पर उनकी फोटो ली। तब डिजिटल कैमरा इतना बड़ा आता था, मेरे पास था उस समय। मैंने फोटो निकाली और मैंने दिल्ली को ट्रांसमिट की और दूसरे दिन कलर फोटो छपी, तो अडवाणी जी को बड़ा सरप्राइज हुआ कि दिल्ली में मेरी कलर फोटो आज कैसे छपी।
Yes, you guessed it right. This is part of the same interview which gave us hits like the rainy day clouds that work on Modi's scientific universe and can protect planes from being detected by radars. For those who did not get the Hindi, Modi claims that he had a digital camera in 87-88 and an email account in 1988 as well. He even sent a color photo as an email attachment within India in 1988 too. So what if it was on 15th of August 1995 that Videsh Sanchar Nigam Limited, or the VSNL, had launched public internet access in India? Incredible, it's just incredible. Well, the joke is not on Modi, the joke is on people who keep saying, Tina, Tina, there is no alternative. Speaking of alternatives, the elections are still going, the last phase yet to save India from dumbass. For those who don't know about dumbass, please do Google dumbass and George Clooney, and you shall have your answer to that. It is 13th May 2019, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday accused Mayawati of shedding crocodile tears over the alleged gang rape of a Dalit woman in Rajasthan, prompting the Bahujan Samaj Party chief to chastise him for dirty politics. Both Modi and Mayawati, who supports Rajasthan's Congress government, had accused the state authorities of covering up the 26th April incident in Alwar for political reasons and of intimidating the complainants. Addressing an election meeting at Kushinagar in Uttar Pradesh on Sunday, Modi said, "Please do not shed crocodile tears. If you are serious, why don't you withdraw support to the Congress government in Rajasthan?" Well, soon afterwards, Mayawati hit back by demanding the Prime Minister's resignation over the atrocities on Dalits under his watch. Modi is doing dirty politics. The BSP will take an appropriate political decision, that is on withdrawal of support to the Rajasthan government in the absence of stringent and proper legal action in the case, she said in a media release. But why is Prime Minister not taking moral responsibility for past incidents such as the Una flogging, Rohit Vemula case or the other atrocities on Dalits? Pertinent questions, as today's news will also determine what Modi Shah would do in Gujarat and the continuous onslaught of atrocities on the Dalits there. On Sunday, police had to resort to a baton charge after members of the Patidar community allegedly stopped a Dalit man's wedding procession in Gujarat's Aravali district, and the two sides pelted stones at each other. Well, several people and policemen were injured in the stone pelting. The wedding procession, which was held up for over 5 hours, could not proceed to the marriage venue due to the ruckus, and family members of the groom blamed the police for the situation. Patidar community members had stalled the procession by crowding the main road and singing bhajans and performing a yagna. That's what the police said. Meanwhile, in other news, in country's biggest narcotics raid ever, the Narcotics Control Bureau of India on Thursday recovered drugs worth rupees 1,000 crores and above from a house in Greater Noida and arrested 2 Nigerian nationals and 1 South African national. According to the officials, the house belongs to an IPS officer and was used as a drug manufacturing unit. And the latest news from our India section is about the game PUBG and how it is affecting the CRPF. So much so that the Central Reserve Police Force has instructed commanding officers to enforce a ban on troops playing PUBG on their mobile phones following an internal survey that showed the Jawans were getting addicted to the online gaming app. A senior CRPF officer posted in the Paramilitary Forces Delhi headquarters said the addiction had affected the Jawans' operational capabilities. Many of them have stopped socializing with their fellow Jawans. It has also led to sleep deprivation because of reduced physical activity. The circular issued by CRPF's Bihar unit comes at a time PUBG or Player Unknown's Battlegrounds has become a raging topic in the country amid reports that addiction to it is harming teenagers and even preteens. And with that, we'll go to international news where the UAE has said that four commercial ships off its eastern coast were subjected to sabotage operations just hours after Iranian and Lebanese media outlets aired false reports of explosions at a nearby Emirati airport. Emirati officials on Sunday declined to elaborate on the nature of the sabotage or say who might have been responsible. However, the reported incident came after the US warned ships that Iran or its proxies could be targeting maritime traffic in the region. And as America deploys an aircraft carrier strike group and B-52 bombers to the Persian Gulf to counter alleged threats from Tehran, though no official has given details of them. And on to Myanmar, where the pilot safely landed a jet without front wheels after the landing gear failed to deploy. The Myanmar National Airlines plane skidded down the runway at Mandalay Airport before grinding to a stop. The pilot of Embraer 190 was praised for the landing, in which none of the 89 passengers were hurt. And on to Cyprus, where seven foreign women and girls murdered, some dumped in a toxic lake. The first serial killings in Cyprus have provoked horror and sparked accusation of police racism. Since mid-April, the Mediterranean Islands press has slammed official failings over the murders, which 35-year-old army officer Nikos Mithaxis has allegedly confessed to carrying out. And that is all I have for you for today. Just before we bid adieu, roasted crickets are to go on sale this week at outlets of a London snack brand. It's the first time in the UK edible insects will appear on the regular daily menu at a takeaway food chain. And that is all I have for you for today. I will be back, not with roasted cricket, but with more news and bit of views. Thank you for listening. Goodbye from takeapart.in.